Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, speaking in stereoscope. Hey, Homeland Security, they're really losing their image, their once prided image of warning the nation on various terror alert levels. They issued their deep fry turkey warning for Thanksgiving. You saw that, of course, where they warn people that if you deep fry your turkey incorrectly, you could cause a fire. And now it turns out that there is a Michigan county that has, courtesy of Homeland Security, a grant from Homeland Security, they're in possession of a snow cone machine. And this is true. They have a $900 Arctic Blast snow cone machine, thanks to a grant for this purpose from the Homeland Security program. So we have a bizarre world that we live in, where people don't know right from wrong, and as a result, the inmates are running the asylum typically. We'll talk about a question asked today by WorldNet Daily at a White House press briefing of a bizarre and grotesque topic that we've had to deal with here in Colorado at Arapahoe County some years ago. And I'll tell you the role that Bob Enyart Live played in it. And yes, that's the same county that the sheriff, Pat Sullivan, has been arrested for trading methamphetamine drugs, illicit drugs, for homosexual sex. I'm sure we'll get to that. And also other topics, programming notes, Real Science Friday, a program I host with Fred Williams. There is a radio syndicator who has expressed an interest and has been interacting with us over the last month about the possibility of syndicating Real Science Friday, getting it on a dozen radio stations or so to begin with. And so it's a bit premature to announce that. There's nothing certain, but I won't announce the name of the syndicator. But just to let you know, that's a real possibility. And if so, of course, Fred and I, we'd be thrilled to get the message of the world filled with evidence for the Creator God to more and more people. That message, that's a foundational truth, that we are made in God's image, in God's likeness. And of course, that provides for people a foundation on which they can understand the whole personhood battle. And then you get to the scriptures and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you realize that, well, if there were no God, then we would not be accountable to anyone. And when we hurt others, like let's say Alec Baldwin hurts his young daughter, or behaves badly to strangers on an American Airlines flight. Just pretend. And if you could hurt others and there's no God to hold you accountable, then it doesn't really matter whether you are a Tim Tebow or a Bill Clinton. It doesn't matter. When you're dead, you're dead. But if we are created in God's image, and he did put eternity into our hearts, as we read in the Bible, and he is the judge of the whole world, well, then it does matter what we do. And so the creation evolution work here at Bob Enyart Live is continuing, thanks to the blessings from God, our creator and our sustainer. He sustains the entire universe with the hand of his power. And so we'll let you know, of course, if anything develops with Real Science Friday. Also, programming notes, we've got tomorrow the author, one of the co-authors of a brand new book that's due to come out. You could pre-order it now at Amazon.com. Greg Jackson and Steve Dace co-authored We Won't Get Fooled Again, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong and How to Make America Right Again. And we're so excited about this book. It's available now at $21.95. You could pre-order it from Amazon.com or just go to our website, kgov.com. And on the top of the site, we have, you could click to get the new movie that's out on DVD. It's at Walmart. It's at Amazon. It's available everywhere. It is alleged on the Scopes Monkey Trial. We interviewed the producer of the movie and the writer, Fred Foote, on Real Science Friday a few weeks ago. That DVD is available now. I highly recommend it as a Christmas gift. And if you click on it on our website, we don't get a commission. We'll just send you off to, well, say Walmart, because that helps pull it through the distribution channel. And so you'll help other people find out about the movie if you buy it, particularly from Walmart. But we're recommending it because we want people to know the truth and undo the lie of Hollywood, the big lie about the Scopes Monkey Trial and the textbook that the evolutionists and atheists and the ACLU were promoting, that this book, Civic Biology, which presented certain races of human beings, of course, they were minority races. It wasn't white Europeans. They were at the top of the evolutionary ladder. But races like, whether it was American Indians, blacks, Jews, that were at the bottom, just barely above the level of apes. And that's what Christians were so strenuously objecting to, the racism and the lack of scientific integrity, the political agenda that was in the textbook in the public schools in Tennessee titled Civic Biology. And so what a great new movie, a Hollywood movie starring Fred Thompson, Colm Meaney, and just so many neat actors, Brian Dennehy and Ashley Johnson, who's currently in The Help, that blockbuster movie that's out in theaters now. So just an all-star cast, and I think you'll enjoy that movie, Alleged. Other programming notes, Theology Online, which is one of the world's leading theology forums, where you could ask questions, make comments, bring up not only biblical theology, but questions about God, debate atheist, evolutionist. It's an all-purpose forum, theologyonline.com. It's a ministry of Denver Bible Church. I have the honor of pastoring Denver Bible Church, and the elders of our church launched TOL years ago, and there have been millions of posts on TOL. And TOL, now on their homepage, they have an article that I wrote recently, and they've posted it, and that is an honor in and of itself, thanks to the webmaster there, Erica Tormson. But they posted in their front page news, proof from the Bible that God is in time. Proof from the Bible that God is in time. What an article. And you're able to comment on the article, of course. It's an online forum. And in that article, at the very top of the article, there's a list of terms that Christians are familiar with. Terms like timelessness and an eternal now, no past or no future, but only a present. And these terms, it's pointed out, they're listed, and it's pointed out that none of these terms are in the Bible. And the Bible's a big book. None of them are in the Bible, but they're from pagan Greek philosophy, like Plato and Aristotle and so. And then there's a list of terms that are in the Bible, and they all imply not timelessness, but never-ending time, like everlasting to everlasting. And God who is and who was and who is to come. Not God, as Plato would say, who had no past or no future, but God who is and who was and who is to come, and so many other terms from the Bible. So when Christians think that they're being biblical by saying that God lives outside of time, they might not realize that many of the sound bites that they repeat are not from the Bible, they're from the pagans. And they're from some ancient pagans, including Plato and Plotinus and Aristotle and those who followed them, who taught that God existed outside of time. And then why did they teach that? And how the Bible refutes that notion. Just a fascinating topic. And the reason it's important is because you can recover the relational God of Scripture when you realize that God is in time. It is not an eternal now. You can't pray for the dead. You know, you shouldn't even pray for the past. We've done a series recently on prayer, and we've encouraged Christians, don't pray for the past, because that's superstition. And it doesn't bless God when we pray for things that are irrational. Like if a woman is pregnant, and she has friends who are praying, or she's praying to have a boy, and she's 6 months pregnant, it's too late to pray for a boy. I mean, God is not in the sex change business. That's a liberal, agnostic, atheistic, humanist thing. God's not in that business. That's a perversion. Jesus said that at the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female, and God celebrates the masculinity and the femininity of human beings. But so when you pray for the past, like if there was an accident, you found out there was an accident an hour ago, and you're praying for the accident, it's too late. Otherwise, you could pray for the dead, right? You could just pray for the dead. Because if God were outside of time, praying for something that happens tomorrow would not really be anything different than praying for something that happened yesterday. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're attempting, through the forum of a radio talk show, also online at kgov.com, to help Christians think a little bit more seriously at so many fundamental issues. And if God is in time, that means he's not in an eternal now, and he does have a past, and he does have a future. And if he were in an eternal now, as we've heard from various Christian leaders, including, well, some I won't name right now, but that to God, every moment is happening right now in all of human history. Now, if that were true, if you were once in rebellion against God, and then you became a believer, then to God, for all of eternity future, you're in rebellion against God. Because that moment of your rebellion and the worst of your sins, the moment when you're committing the worst of your sins, is happening to God eternally. And that's irrational, for one. It's an absurdity, and it's not biblical. So King David is not committing adultery right now, from God's perspective. And Jesus is not hanging on the cross, suffering under the wrath of the Father poured out on the Son right now. Because, well, you know, God's outside of time, and it's all an eternal now. There was no past, there's no future. It's all happening right now. So Jesus right now is suffering and separated from the Father on the cross. Of course not. And so we have this article on Theology Online that is so very important, and we'd like you to take a look at it, because if these things are true, if what we're presenting in this article, proof from the Bible that God is in time, if that's true, then we are part of the effort to recover the relational God. Because a lot of Christian theology has done away with a relational God. Because the thought that God is absolutely, utterly unchangeable, immutable, cannot change in any way, And then millions of Christians have struggled with prayer, and they've wondered, why pray? Why should we pray? So we did a series on prayer that we'd like you to consider, and proof from the Bible that God is in time. And that's at theologyonline.com. Right now, it's on their homepage. So if you go there December 7th, 2011, or sometime before the end of the year, you should be able to find it on their homepage. And there's a great graphic that goes with it. You'll love the article. It's not real long. It's a fascinating investigation into what the Bible says about God and time. So you'll love that. Now, if you're listening to this in our KGov archives online, we have shows going back through the year 2000. Now, we have some archives that are even older than that that we don't have online yet, and hopefully someday we will. But, you know, back in January of 2001, we did a show called Humanity and Personhood. That was January 2001, Humanity and Personhood. And I interviewed a friend, a Denver pro-lifer, and the first sentence of the show was that Dana Jessen and I met and began our friendship 10 years earlier. So going back 20 years in this radio ministry, Bob Enyart Live, in our effort to advocate for the personhood of the unborn child. So our archives go back for many years, and for all this time, they've been free. Now, there are a lot of programs that charge for their archives, and increasingly, we're putting detailed show descriptions for our programs so that whether you're on Google or on our own website's search, kgov.com, in the search field, you can search for materials that we've covered, like Alec Baldwin, for example. Or debates, or interviews, or debates with atheists, debates with evolutionists, debates with people who think we should have a national sales tax and economics. I mean, there was one show, well, we had one show where I had the opportunity to debate a famous polygamist, you know, a fringe Mormon, famous polygamist, Leland Freeborn. And there was another show, I recall the title of it, Bob Debates a Naked Belizean. And this was a Christian. And believe it or not, there's a movement. There's every kind of perversion and twisted doctrine you could think of out there. And this show was when I debated a Christian, or at least the so-called Christian, who advocated nudism. Bob Debates a Naked Belizean. We get to debate all kinds of issues. But if you're looking for the show on proof from the Bible that God is in time, and it's now 2012 or later, just search for it on our website, KGov, KGOV.com. You could click on the writings. You could search for an article by that title. And then if you want to comment on it, as with every show we do here at Bob Enyart Live, you could click on comment at TOL. And so you could add comments to the programs. Of course, you're welcome to call in. And our phone number, by the way, it's the same number for getting our materials. We have a pastor down in New Orleans who just ordered the Enyart Library. And what an honor that was, and a thrill for us, because we work on a shoestring budget, and the Enyart Library is $1,500. But you get about $4,000 worth of DVDs and Bible study albums, MP3 CDs, and books, and some selected third-party materials, a lot of science materials, a lot of Bible study materials, just some great stuff. And so what an honor and a thrill today that a pastor in New Orleans purchased the Enyart Library. And by the way, that helps us to sustain our outreach so that not only can you enjoy some of our Bible study materials, our debates, our topical DVDs, our DVD Bible studies, verse-by-verse studies. We're just now doing, we did 1 John and 2 John, and now we're about to begin 3 John.
And so those are three more of the books of the Bible that we'll have completed with our weekly Bible studies. But, you know, people for years have subscribed to our monthly Bible study albums. And once a month, you could get in the mail a CD or a DVD of our Bible studies. Also, of course, of our sermons and so many other resources that we've been putting together to help Christians to be prepared, not only to live a godly life, to have a wonderful marriage and a neat family, to raise godly kids, but to be a good influence in the local church, how the local church should function, but then beyond that, to address the culture and the government and even foreign policy and taxation and economics. And of course, going back to creation and to refute the lies of atheism and Darwinism. So it's all a lot of fun, and we invite you to participate. So the phone number, the same number that you can use to call us to get some of our materials or to go online, kgov.com, and then you could just get our materials right there, even subscribe to any of the monthly subscriptions. But the same number you could use to call in and talk about any of the current topics or generally whatever's on your mind, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So I'd like to now get to a few news stories. And the first is one I mentioned earlier, just something rather bizarre. Actually, this happened yesterday at the White House, and it's bizarre because of the godless left, not because of WorldNet Daily and their reporter, Lester Kinsolving. Now, Lester's been at the White House press briefings for years, and the White House doesn't like to call on him because he asks the questions that are most embarrassing for the White House and the questions that our scam media refuse to ask. And so, for example, the U.S. Senate just voted for the new military budget, a defense authorization bill. They voted 93-7 for the bill. And the bill includes a provision which was similar to what they tried to do in Arapahoe County back in the late 1990s when Bob and Yurt Live was on TV. And it's a provision to repeal a ban on bestiality of all things in the military. And this is a incredibly dangerous issue regarding public health. Incredibly dangerous. I mean, physical relations of this nature with animals is so despicable and so dangerous. And how could it be? Now, of course, and these two things often go together. What they're doing is that they're repealing the ban on homosexuality and with the same stroke of the pen, attempting to repeal the ban on this kind of behavior with animals. Now, there is evidence that a number of the STDs that have decimated millions upon millions of human beings originated in the human blood supply after an individual or a group of individuals committed bestiality with animals. There's evidence for that, right? Larry Flint, I was on ABC, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, up against Larry Flint. They intentionally put the two of us against each other. And in his autobiography, he brags about committing bestiality with animals. And you would think that at least PETA and the animal rights group, the Humane Society, you think they'd be outraged, right? Wouldn't you think they'd be outraged? But for some reason, they fall silent, at least in the last 20 years that I've been on the air, they fall silent when perverts and homosexuals try to decriminalize bestiality. And so Lester Kinsolving of WorldNet Daily asked Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, he asked, does Barack Obama support sex in this way? Does he support this? Why is this happening in a defense authorization bill? And of course, the White House press secretary won't answer, of course. But why is it happening? And years ago, back when Bob Inert Live was on TV, in fact, it was Channel 53 in Denver, it was a full power broadcast and cable station, 5 million watts. And the station was attempting to purchase land in Arapahoe County to build a new facility. And the general manager was worried that if the county commissioners realized, and the zoning board actually, if they put two and two together that Bob Inert Live was on Channel 53, then the zoning board might turn them down. That was his concern. And so it turns out that at the hearing for get the zoning approval for a TV station in Arapahoe County out by the Broncos Training Center out there, that one of the zoning commissioners asked, don't you guys air Bob Inert Live? And the general manager said, well, yeah, we air many programs. Yeah, we do. And she said, I just love that show. That's my favorite show. So his concern was unnecessary. Well, it turns out that she contacted me. Two of the three members of the zoning board were concerned that while they were updating their standardized zoning regulations to what was used as a national template, that they were being urged to decriminalize bestiality through the zoning code of Arapahoe County. Now, at the time, Pat Sullivan, I'm sure, would have been all for this. But they refused, and they said, we are not, in the name of zoning regulations, a zoning code, we are not going to decriminalize this kind of behavior with animals. And good for them, right? And that's one of the influences of this show, whether it's matters that we have to deal with on a daily basis, or matters at the fringe where homosexuals, liberals, atheists are trying to corrupt our society, we need to be ready and to fight. And so, of course, syphilis and gonorrhea and HIV have been traced through reputable records and sources and journals to likely coming into the human blood supply through sex with dogs and with sheep and with monkeys. And so here's the Obama administration and the Congress. What are they doing?
Children are a blessing from God. But when parents reject and ignore his wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education and child discipline? Pastor Bob Inert covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-INERT or online at kgovstore.com.